Blog Talk Radio. things. You're now listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So, on today's show, we will be discussing how to align your chakras, featuring seven, also known as artist ecology, also known as just an awesome sister who's going to put it down on the show. Really, really great, beautiful sister, and just a healing spirit. So we're going to really get into this topic today. But before we get into it, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out on the archives here on blogtalkradio.com/109-9PennStation. Also, check out our fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen, as well as our YouTube page, youtube.com/CWTQUpdate. You can definitely find the updates on there. All right, let's get a little bit into this introduction. We do have our weekly affirmation, and this week's affirmation is an affirmation of creative healing. So here we go. I am open and ready to receive healing. As I am a creator, creatress, I create the necessary energy to go forward in my life. I am in a constant state of progression and success. I am healing energy. Ashe. You can go check that out on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, as well as many other weekly affirmations and our monthly yoga pose, which is the seated forward bending pose for the month of March. The benefits of that yoga pose include it calms the brain and helps relieve stress, helps with mild depression, stretches the spine, the shoulders, the hamstrings, stimulates the livers, the kidneys, the ovaries, and the uterus, ladies, improves digestion, helps relieve symptoms of menopause or menstrual discomfort, soothes headaches and anxiety, reduces fatigue, is therapeutic for high blood pressure, infertility, insomnia, and is great for increasing your appetite, and actually reduces obesity and helps to cure many diseases. So definitely go check that out. There's a step-by-step instruction on how to do this pose. It's definitely something you want to add in if you're not already doing it. I'm telling you, it's so simple and easy. I think you've probably done it in gym class 100 times before. It's just a really simple stretch, but you know, it has so many benefits, and I do believe that sometimes the simple things can heal us the most. All right, so moving forward, we also want to let everybody know, especially in the Northeast area, that there is the Revolutionary Women in Reggae Festival all this weekend. It's going to be Friday through Sunday. And, of course, I will be co-hosting the event on the concert on Sunday, March 10th from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Hibernian Hall in Boston and Roxbury, Mass. So definitely, definitely come out. Show your support. We had the sister on last week. She's an awesome sister, awesome cause. And just come out throughout the whole festival if you can, if you're in the Boston area. Even if you got to travel a little bit from New York, come on out. Have fun. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. And, you know, you're definitely not going to regret it. Gemini Creations is definitely going to be in the house. So definitely come out, you know, and show your support and your love. All right. So let's get on to this topic, great topic, but before I do, let me bring on my co-host, Peace. Now, are you on the line?
I am. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Great.
You excited?
Yes.
She said yes.
Well, because you know why? I've been pretty busy and keeping myself busy. And I went to do the little tax course thing that they had at Liberty Tax. Mm-hmm. Now I'm verified to do taxes. That's what I'm doing at this moment.
Well, it's all right. You better multitask.
So we're gonna be co-hosting and doing taxes all night.
Exactly. You know, we that's how we do it. All right. So let's bring on our guest. Seven, are you on the line?
Greetings. Yes, I am. Thank you.
Greetings.
Greetings.
How are you?
I am perfect. How are you both?
Doing well.
I'm awesome.
Doing well. Yes. All right, so, I mean, this is a great topic, you know, how to realign your chakras. I mean, it's somewhat of a simplistic topic when you're getting into the whole meat of metaphysics. It can get pretty deep, but it's such an important one because I know a lot of people will hear metaphysicians speak and they'll be like, chakra this, or like holistic healer, chakra that, and they're like, what's the chakra? Like, and they're lost. So if you could briefly, just before we get into that, though, I just want you to let my listeners know who you are a little bit and a little bit about what you do and what you're into. Because, you know, we got to get to know the person before we get to know the topic. So let them know a little bit about yourself.
Okay, for sure. I am called Seven of Body Ecology Life Sciences Attunement Center, where we create natural alternatives from healing herbs. And I also am a living food chef. And overall, I am a servant to humanity, so I am into life, abundant life, the fullness of life, the flow of life, and being it.
Definitely, definitely. So, you know, this is definitely knows what's up when it comes to the whole aspect of healing. I've checked out some of your YouTube videos. You're very well spoken, sister. You touch on some really great topics that I really, really wholeheartedly agree with. So like I was saying, a lot of times, a lot of this jargon and these words go over people's heads. So we're just trying to really break it down to the simplest form. Like, what is a chakra exactly?
Okay, well, a chakra is a symbol. I mean, the word is a symbol for an energy vortex or energy frequency. To simplify it even more, let's just say that each of the chakras or the chakras represent, well, let's see if there's really any simple way to really put it, but the many bodies, they represent our many bodies, our many, the many aspects of ourselves.
Definitely. So now there's like a chakra system that runs throughout our light body. If I'm not mistaken, there's many levels to it. It can get really advanced. But for simplistic terminology, what is the chakra system and what is its purpose?
Right. The chakra system, it is reflective of just the overall projection of life upon Earth. Everything we're able to perceive is a projection of the spectrum of color. So the same way you'll see a rainbow,
exactly,
or you're looking at the sun and you see the different colors of the rays, well, the chakras just symbolize within us those same projection of the various rays of color for this particular realm, the physical realm.
Definitely. Now, what is their purpose, really? Like, what do the chakras do?
Right. Well, they are each frequencies, and each of the frequencies operate our entire being.
Definitely.
Wait, I have a question.
Go ahead.
When you speak of frequency, because I understand what you're talking about, but I do have some of my friends who are new to this and coming into this, so they do have questions. And I was trying to explain frequency in the simplistic way. It didn't go over well. So if you could just explain what you mean by frequency to help us being awakened to understand what's going
sure.
on.
Well, a simplistic, the best way to comprehend a frequency is a state of mind, actually, various states of mind, various levels or states of consciousness. So they could also be referred to as just different thought patterns.
I think one of a really simple, like almost like really rudimentary scientific way to describe frequency, it's kind of like a measurement of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Or the modulation of that energy. So it's kind of just, you know, really the levels that the energy can go to, kind of, in that way. I don't know if that's simplified enough for anybody to understand it, because, you know, it does kind of get a little deep when you start talking about these things, and you know, we can lose people along the way. We're just really trying to keep it very simplistic. If we may proceed. So, I mean, we know what chakras are now. We know what their purpose is. But really, really, I mean, why is it important for us to be aware of our chakras?
All right. Well, the value is being aware of your total self. Each of us deserves to live a life of wellness, a life of peace, a life of clarity. And so by attuning oneself to the various thought patterns that can exist in this reality, which is what you would say the frequencies are, then you're able to live a more what we call holistic life. And that includes the wellness and, you know, purposeful work and internal peace.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, how do chakras actually function? Like, how do they work?
Well, they work in many ways, but to keep it on a, I would say, a physical expression or a way of expressing it physically, they each represent frequencies in the brain. So it's just like you have a thought or you do something, and that stimulates within you a reaction. The same thing happens with the chakras. So they work through stimulating frequencies in the brain that affect the body physically and then project into the actual reality in what we call the experience of life.
Definitely. Now, working off of the seven main chakras, now, you know, different aspects of thought say there are different numbers of main chakras, but let's just stick with the seven for right now. And can you name them and let us know, like, the corresponding colors and things like that with these chakras?
Sure. And the thing is, you know, for me, I am someone that prefers to not use what a book may tell me, but to confirm and to do things like that. So as far as colors, you know, there's so many different books I've read where there's one color for this and in another book there's a different color. So what I'll do is just basically provide an expression, but it can always open up because I sometimes actually think they should be different colors than what they actually are. But normally said to be. But we will start with the root chakra, which is our physical structure. It is our foundation. When this foundation is set, this represents our survival, protection. Generally, this particular color is red, is what most people say. And then you have the Kundalini chakra, which represents the unification of the masculine and feminine energies of life, the one that is perceiving and that which is perceived. When we understand that we are both, then we unify this together in the power of creativity. We are actually living in that creativity, which we already are doing anyway. But that particular color is orange. Then we move into the solar plexus, which is called our internal sun. It is our willpower. It is our leadership. It is that which we connect to when we are responsible and realize that we are responsible for our reality. And so that is what connects us to that. Many times there will be issues with this when one kind of, well, when one does not accept the fact that you are responsible and have always been for everything that is in creation.
Mm-hmm.
And so this color is typically yellow.
Mm-hmm.
The next one we'll move to is the heart chakra. And this deals with our purpose, our duty to life, compassion. And this is what actually connects our being to the experience in a purposeful way, one that just doesn't only benefit our immediate self, but our universal selves. And so this color is generally green.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is the throat chakra. And this one pertains to, it's normally called blue, but it's your expression. And most times when the throat chakra is explained, it's simply talking about the voice, speaking your truth. But it also, it doesn't only include your voice. It's actually your creativity, finding your creativity.
Yes.
Sort of like a child that goes through stages of dancing or singing or whatever, and they're trying to find what their purpose is. Because once you find that truth, and not only is it speaking that truth, but it's expressing that truth.
Yep.
And realizing what the experience has brought to you in order to be able to walk and be in that truth. And so the next one is the third eye chakra. And this one is the ability to see the interplay of energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's working. You see it. You know, there's no confusion that the tree outside is you. And when the wind's blowing, there's an aspect of you as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's no confusion that when you put this herb in your body, this is what's going to happen. You know the connection between the perceived world and your internal self. And so that's normally called, like, indigo.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also an activation when you're dealing with the third eye, is when it actually takes you into your sixth sense. You're not even, when the rest of the chakras are activated or aligned, then that's when you enter into the space of no mind. Now, this
mm-hmm.
can happen at any time because we're born in different spectrums of light, and so many times ones have different ways of connecting to them, but
mm-hmm.
this is what leads you, the third eye is what leads you to the no mind, to the just sort of what some people call the spiritual autopilot, when everything is flowing, things come to you as they should, and you're provided for. So the next one would be the crown chakra, and that is the space of the feminine. That is the space where it is about the oneness. You live the oneness. You know the oneness. That's the place of peace and serenity. It's above the head. It's like the top of the head is above the head. And so actually acknowledging this area is a wonderful space to go to if ones are confused or angry or upset. That's actually like a really awesome place to be too. And then meditation and stuff like that. But it's just the oneness of life, being in that oneness.
Okay.
And that's definitely generally violet.
Mm-hmm. Great description. Very descriptive, very informative. And I hope that anybody who wasn't already previously informed, and even if you were, that took you to a deeper understanding of what the chakra system is and how it deals with the spectrum of life. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. And after we do, we'll finish up the presentation portion of the show and move into the questions. All right? Again, the call-in number is 917-932-8881, and you'll be able to call, and I will notify everybody. And if you're already on the call, all you have to do is raise your hand by pressing 1 if you have any questions. So we're going to take this quick commercial break, and then we will be right back.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations, presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones, so look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
Having trouble losing weight? Feeling tired, sluggish, unhealthy, and stressed? Peace, family. This is Tay Queen here to tell you about the Inside Body 30-Day Challenge. This incredible health and weight loss program is designed uniquely for your body chemistry. This treatment plan corrects your vitamin and mineral deficiencies, restoring your body, mind, and spirit back to optimum health and wellness, creating a happier and more harmonious you. All for an affordable one-time program fee of $75, which includes an individualized whole-body meal treatment plan. Also try the Inside Body Herbal Garden Tea Formulas. These all-natural tea formulas can be used as a daily supplement to increase weight loss by cleansing the digestive system organs, as well as buildup of mucus and regulating your body's elimination. So order your teas today for the reasonable price of $15 per half-ounce bag, shipping and handling included. For more information on how to get started on your challenge, or to learn more about our garden tea formulas, visit www.InsideBodyByConcier.com. That's www.InsideBodyByConcier.com. Contact Inside Body through the email concierthoughts@ymail.com. Call them at 717-943-5025 or like them on facebook.com/HealEyeSelf. That's HealEyeSelf. Don't forget to mention you heard about the challenge through Conversations with the Queen and receive your free tea formula when you sign up. So stay healthy, stay motivated, and most importantly, stay woke.
I stay woke.
1, 2, 1, 2. All right, y'all, we're back. We got 32 minutes left on the live stream, and we are here live speaking to Seven of Body Ecology, and we are going in on the science of how to keep your chakras aligned. Very interesting stuff. Hope you held straight through the commercial break-in, because we're going to go into some really important information right about now. Then we're going to get into our question portion. All right, so let's jump right back in to the chakras. Now, we've described what the main chakras are, but how do the seven main chakras correspond to the physical body? So, like, what's their representation in the body?
Okay, well, when you're dealing with the root chakras, when you're dealing with the sex organs,
mm-hmm.
And generally, and also the head, too, when you're dealing with the Kundalini chakra, is when you're dealing with like your because the way I do it is not necessarily the way that it's been done. So what I'm gonna say is they correspond with the body in a holistic way.
Yes.
I don't prefer to break stuff apart like that, because if we start thinking about one area, it's all one thing. And so when you're talking about the different areas, it really is the whole entire system that is affected with the chakras. You know, like you'll break it apart and say, oh, the nerves and this and that, but it's actually everything. They all correlate and respond to everything. Is that okay, or do you want me to, like, still provide you with, like, what the books say about each one?
Well, just because people might not fully be into that whole awareness as of yet, that,
right.
I mean, yes, ultimately, if you're going to start talking about the chakra system, you should have an awareness that everything is everything. And if one
right.
thing flows off balance in your energy, it's
mm-hmm.
going to ultimately
mm-hmm.
affect everything else. But I think
exactly.
it's also good to provide people with that physical representation so they can just have some level of guidance when coming
right.
to an understanding about what's going on inside of themselves, if that makes any sense.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
yes, of course. That makes total sense. Well, cool. I mean, I can provide that as well. And like you were saying, yes, everything is connected. And so, you know, like when you're dealing with the root chakra, the sex organs, the male sexual energy, also when you're dealing with the Kundalini chakra, is when you're going to experience, let's see, urinary problems, things like that. I know that's kind of like what, but, yeah, it's dealing also with self-gratification, to feel the ability to be connected and to feel. When you're dealing with the solar plexus, is with your will, your ego identification, also the ability to act. Digestive problems, a lot of intestinal blockage, so constipation, and also diarrhea too. I mean, just any imbalance in the dealing with the intestines. Holding on to bloating, holding on to water, those types of things. The heart chakra is when you're dealing with, like, it can affect your breathing, your immune system. It can also deal with, like, your immune system, all disease really, and asthma is dealing with the heart chakra. And it's also one's ability to accept. Then we move into the throat chakra, which is for thyroid imbalancing, sore shoulders, sore neck, and that's just the inability to express oneself. And then we move into the third eye chakra. A lot of headaches, dealing with nightmares too, a lot of, like, negative thoughts,
mm-hmm.
or even a lot of, like, out-of-this-world type thoughts too, you know, not really connecting the two together.
Mm-hmm.
And then the crown chakra would deal with more so, it's really mental or more so psychological.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dealing with the crown chakra, so depression, anxiety, confusion, all those types of things.
Definitely. That was a great breakdown, and I really think that will help a lot of people to understand the impact that the chakra system has on them. Because a lot of times people are just living in such a physical reality, unless we understand the physical
mm-hmm.
implications of something, we still can't
mm-hmm.
acknowledge it, even though we might have a conscious acknowledgement of how it is existing and it is real. Until we connect it back into our physical realities, we're kind of like, yeah, chakras, but okay, I gotta go walk my dog or something, you know what I mean?
Right,
so it just
right.
really helps to put that physical aspect back in there. So now we talked a little bit about the chakras being levels of frequencies. So what role does sound play in the chakra system?
Well, everything is a frequency. So for sure, sound also plays a major role in everything. So absolutely, it does, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've even heard of, well, I know that there are certain tones that you can play, and there's certain notes in the scale that actually correspond to the different chakras and actually can help you heal. I know a lot of the Tibetan singing bowls, they actually are played to help soothe and heal the chakras, and music in and of itself opens up and stimulates different chakras. Now, the type of music you're listening to will define if it's going to be damaging or helpful to your chakras, but I think it's also aware to be, I mean, it's important to be aware of that, because there's just so many sounds and frequencies that we can hear and we can't hear going on all around us. So it's really important, and I've learned in my personal life that it's very effective for me to use frequency therapy to help, you know, tune my chakras and just help me find some balance and some peace, especially during meditation. So that really has helped me out a lot. Now, how can we tell if our chakras are not balanced?
Well, the first influence, I would say the first indication is always your state of wellness. That's always the main indication. The physical body is just a mirror. It's a mirror to how the energy is operating. So any type of illness is a reflection of an imbalance.
And then I guess you could reflect back to what you gave in the breakdown of how they respond and correspond to the physical body as to get some type of understanding as to which types of disease could correspond to whatever chakra might be having an issue. And then again, understanding what you emphasize is all connected. So if you're off balance in any way, it's going to really have an effect on your complete system. What are some things that we can do, like simple things, you know, people can really start and begin as far as to do to attune their chakras and get them back in, you know, working shape?
Right. And, well, the number one way is just attunement to nature. That's why it's kind of like when everyone, I totally agree, frequency therapy and all of that, but the attunement to nature is the number one way.
Definitely.
Sitting in nature, sun gazing, moon gazing, concentrated, focused breath, meditation in nature, putting the feet on the earth, you know, those are all of the actual the natural attunements. I mean, it's just that we naturally were born this way when we were natural. But because of now in society, it's like we have to go to all of these other technical methods when it's really just being in nature, consuming the fruits of nature. When the body is valued as a temple and the gifts of life are placed in it and the pollution is taken out of the body. Everything flows properly, and it continues flowing properly, only if it's affected by something that you do yourself. So the attunement to nature is the key. I can break it apart and say, well, I do this for this chakra and that chakra, but I wouldn't be myself, because what I do, I go outside, I will sun gaze, I will put my feet on the earth, I will, you know, hug trees, I will, you know, just all of the simple things, actually. I eat fresh fruits and vegetables, I drink a lot of water, I colon cleanse, because for 25 years I ate terribly. So by doing these things and just naturally cleaning the body out and replacing the body with fresh fruits and vegetables, which help with the cleansing, so that the body's natural system will just harmoniously interact with the life, and all of the chakras actually balance with it.
Very true. Now, I'm just going to give a couple of things that other people, that people who can't go outside like myself right now because it's cold. And you could go outside and put your feet on the ground, but you probably don't want to. And so I just give a couple things that you could also do inside of the house. A great thing and great point, like you said, nature is key. You can also have houseplants. Bring your plants inside the house and make sure that you have green around you, because that's really that healing energy, the greenery, and that's life. So you really want to have that green surrounding yourself. People laugh at me all the time. I have a tree in my room. They're like, why is there a tree in your room? And I'm like, shh, don't judge me. And so, yeah, bring whatever plants you have. Just bring them in your house and, you know, surround yourself with them. Also, another great mm-hmm. connection to nature is the gemstones. And, you know, I work with the gemstones extensively with my business and what I do. And, I mean, honestly, you feel the love of the earth coming off of them. So the different gemstones also correspond to the different chakra systems as well and all those wonderful things. So they're a great way to just have them around, and just they really help to bring in that natural love from the earth back into your body and have you tune in and tap into those things. Again, the sound frequency, you could do color therapy. This is a list of things, and it goes on. But ultimately, like she said, it comes back to just being peaceful and being a happy person and tuning yourself back in and just, you know, having that connectedness, being balanced and having that oneness. So that's ultimately the best thing you could do for yourself. Eat healthy. Yeah. Stay away from the crap, because that's really going to have you messed up really bad. Yeah. So just, you know, focus on those different things. All right, so we're going to open up the call and let our callers come on. We do have the call number. Again, that call number is 917-932-8881. If you're in the chat and listening through the live stream, you can call in now with your questions. And once you're on the line, all you have to do is raise your hand by pressing 1. Okay, we do have a caller who is on the line, and they've been waiting oh so patiently with their hand raised. Caller from the 432 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Barely.
Hey.
Right. That's legal.
Hello? Caller from the 432, do you have any comments or questions? Well, I guess they're just listening. All right. I guess if they have another question, they can just raise their hand later, and they could ask it. All right. We do have a caller from the 803 area code. Caller from the 803 area code, you are live on Conversations with the Queens. Do you have any comments or questions?
Peace. What's good? It's Underground Ruler Radio, Palmetto Star. Hey, how you doing, Queen? What's up, sister?
Wonderful. Do you have any comments or questions?
Oh, yes. Actually, I was listening to the conversation, and you're talking about how, you know, you could align your chakras better if you go out in nature. And, you know, I was wondering what chakras does it align all your chakras when you do sun gazing? Because I know that's a practice that I do normally. Well, what chakra specifically does that help out?
Great question.
Okay. Yeah, well, it definitely can, because all of the rays actually bounce around the sun. Like, the sun does penetrate all rays, and so it depends on how sensitive you are, because you can definitely utilize the sunlight to stimulate all the chakras. I mean, totally you can. Orange is generally linked also to the heart energy, but then it also is like your kundalini energy. So it could also be used as that, but if you are able to know that, you can use it.
Mm-hmm,
for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would agree. I mean, what you got to remember is what's coming out the sun is light. And what you're stimulating inside of yourself is an external representation of the light energy that's inside of you. So it's just stimulating all the different light frequencies, like she said. And when you look and you break apart the sunlight through a prism, what do you get? The colors of the rainbow. Which corresponds to the colors of your chakra. So it's definitely going to clear and attune your chakras, just like I know me, when I put my crystals outside, I clear them and charge them in the sun. So we're like that crystal. Mm-hmm. We're like that gemstone. And when we go out, we charge up and we absorb the energy and we clear out the negative energy and we get all that great, good, positive energy back into us to line us up and attune us. You know what I mean? So it definitely does help out everything. So I hope that answers your question.
It does. It really does help out. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, no doubt.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
All right. We have another caller on the line, caller from the 718 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Hello. Hi, Sister Queen. Hello, Seven. This is Imani. My biggest thing is I don't know how to meditate. And I've been trying forever, and I know people say just try breathing sometimes, but it's really difficult for me because even though I'm doing it, I don't feel like I'm really doing anything at that moment. So what is your best advice on how to meditate and really activate your chakras and everything?
Well, the first thing is just the frequency of wanting to know within yourself. The second thing is to realize that there's no one way to meditate. Based on how you're explaining your experience with it, it seems that you have to do more of an active meditation because there are many different types. And so when I first started meditating, more of an active meditation is awesome, which is where you can say a mantra over and over again. You can also draw numbers in your mind, let them go in, and then let them come out into the next number. So sometimes it's about, like some people say you're supposed to quiet your mind, but it's all about going through the growth process. So just by sitting there, you're already stimulating that frequency that you're willing to attune yourself. And just know that you continue doing that, just do more of an active meditation like that.
Very true. Any type of visualization, stuff like that, that will help too.
Any type of visualization
will really help. Like visualization, meditation techniques. I mean, I know they helped me because I had the same problem. I'm like, I'm just sitting here, ain't nothing actually happening.
Yeah.
Oh snap! What am I gonna eat tomorrow? It just starts going all different kinds of ways. So I need that focus too. So the visualizations, guided meditations. Like she said, the mantra is great and awesome. So, you have any other questions?
Say mantra, what do you mean, though?
Mantra? Okay.
A mantra is something that stimulates within you the ability to quiet the rest of stuff. So if you can create a focus, it's something you say over and over again, and it invokes in you the ability to maintain your concentration pretty much, but it actually is programming your life, it's programming your reality, it's programming your internal water, and so it's just something you say over and over again. It could be I am still, I am quiet, I am peace. It could just be a sound, it could be over and over again, it could be whatever allows you to do something repetitively.
The most common mantra everybody's familiar with, and it's kind of stereotypical of, like, meditation, is the OM sound. So that's, like, an example of the mantra. And then, like, you have other ones like Rama, then you have the OM. And it's really just about resonating with the frequency and really just concentrating on creating that sound and feeling that vibration in your body. And when you do that, then you'll start to tap into a meditative state.
Yes. It is about the sensation you feel. It's not so much mental. It's more being able to feel the energy. And that comes through time.
So I hope that helps. If you want to go actually on the Conversations with the Queen blog site, we do have... I did a whole article on the science of mantras and affirmations and stuff like that. And we also did a show on it. So if you will feel like digging through the archives, or maybe I'll just be generous and post it up on the fan page so you don't have to go digging. I hope that could probably help you out as well.
Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Peace.
Thank you.
All right, we have another caller. Caller from the 508 area code. You are live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Peace, royal family. Hi, Sister Queen. Nels, where are you?
I'm
Sister.
Here.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Jerrica.
Hey.
I said I'd call in. I love that able to be in touch with this this information on Conversations with the Queen. The seventh chakra is I've been trying to align with, so that things will happen for me naturally. Thank you for that piece of the conversation. Your name is Imani again? Ma'am? Seven. Sister Seven. So thank you for that piece of information. So, the mantras, I said that I dance. I know Queen Tay asked, what do you do to align your chakras? And I said that I dance. I read somewhere that that does open up and expel some of the energy. Is it true?
Yes, of course. There's various ways of dances you could do that can stimulate the entire system. And so, yeah, you're absolutely right. Dance is a wonderful way to stimulate the chakras. There are unlimited ways, really. It's just about knowing the possibilities of what you're doing, but you can stimulate them, yes, through dance.
Okay, cool. So I'll keep doing that. You said it stimulates them, but it doesn't align them.
Alignment is something that is, okay, the first thing is we're always actually aligned cosmically, universally. But within our personal self, it's about more than just a movement. It's a whole life. So to be in alignment, it's going to be your daily habits, your daily practices, your work, your thought process, your ability to just, you know, connect. And so it's not just one thing, you know. I wouldn't say that, oh, yes, you can dance and that's aligning them perfectly. You know, it's just about, you know, a little bit more involved than just one thing.
Okay, cool. One last thing. I'm doing a lot with the heart chakra. Hello?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I heard something in the background. But I'm doing a lot with the heart chakra. And I'm looking, I don't know if there's music or a specific mantra you recommend personally that can help to open that up and help me keep it open sometimes to find myself. Having to remind myself to breathe and align it and open it back up because I don't use it much.
Okay, well, you know, the fragrance of rose oil is good. Also the metal of copper. And let's see, like perhaps lapis lazuli. It's a blue stone. And those can definitely help by incorporating rose oil in your life or, you know, wearing a copper ring can definitely help maintain that frequency until it becomes more consistent. But the thing is, even when talking about aligning the chakras, it doesn't mean that you're always going to stay in that space, like for always at, you know, at any point. It's about being able to know, be aware, and then use that and get back into it, you know, which is the experience. So I don't want anyone thinking like, oh, it means I'm never going to have to involve myself in going back into each of them because, you know, dealing with the moon cycles or dealing with different numbers of the day, energy, whatever the case is, can affect where we primarily focus through. So it may be a particular chakra. And so I just don't want anyone to feel like, you know, once you align them, that means I'm aligned, I'm straight, I'm good forever. You know, it's just about being aware of the various aspects of ourselves so that we can use those aspects of ourselves to create peace.
Definitely. Okay. Healing is a process, not a destination. So you're going to have to keep it up. All right.
Thank you.
Great information, great questions, and we appreciate All right. Well, peace.
Peace.
All right, we have 6 minutes left on the live stream. And since we don't have any callers left, I'm just going to open up this time for you to speak about anything that you have coming up, anything that you're engaged in, I know you were talking about your book on my status on Facebook. I'm all excited because your food looks so good.
Yes, yes. Okay, cool. Well, thank you for this time. And thank you for having me on your show. This is
it was a pleasure.
Really awesome. I love what you're doing, and it's beautiful. Well, I have a book that I'm coming out with, a recipe book for living foods.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be posting links soon, and hopefully you can post that for me.
I will.
I'm having, okay, cool, Raw on the Land, which is a raw vegan living food festival. That's going to be in August,
mm-hmm.
so you can Google that.
Okay.
And I'm also, you know, in the process with my husband. I'm working on creating Reflective Gateways, which is an extension of Body Ecology Life Sciences Attunement Center, but it is a place for natural attunement. So surrounded in the woods, it's a place for going and swimming in the streams, being able to, you know, mud bathe and be under the sun and the moon. And we're definitely seeking assistance with that, ones who know how to build. Or we're also offering the land for those who want to have gatherings there. It's open to that too. So you can also Google Body Ecology Life Sciences Attunement Center and Reflective Gateways, and that should come up. We have a website, which is www.bodyecol.net, and what we do at our center is creating alternatives to using pharmaceuticals. So using essential oils, your date of birth,
yeah.
we create formulas for you. My husband's been doing that for about 35 years, and I'm basically learning under him the way to create astroherbology. that's pretty much what it's called, astroherbology. But we also provide live food, so if you're in Greensboro area, North Carolina, we have where you can just pick up and to go because I am a living food chef, so we have that food available. We have stones, ethnic clothing, natural products. And we're just a center. My husband also does astrology readings and things like that because we're just all about helping ones to attune to life. And like I said, it's about just knowing what you have available. It doesn't mean that you're just going to stay in them all the time because life is a cycle. We're always moving. Everything is growing. The seasons change. So it already shows us that it's not about staying the same all the time. But it's definitely about knowing and expanding the possibilities of what you have to work with. So if you feel that you have stones to work with to balance your energy, I prefer my whole method really is just cleaning the body out and
mm-hmm.
naturally fasting. I feel that that attunes everything properly without me having to do a lot of things. But I did start off doing using the stones and the crystals, and things like that. So it's just about knowing what you have available, knowing that these are all aspects of you, and being able to use that wisdom and knowledge to create the best experience that you can internally and in your own life. So we do this every day at Body Ecology Life Sciences Attunement Center, and I'm just here to share what I learned as I pull myself up out of, you know, where I was, so I can get more in-depth, you know what I mean, if you want to contact me or visit the store, go to our website, and you can Google Seven Starlight Earth Feather, and you'll find a lot of my websites as well.
Definitely. All right, so you heard it. Definitely get in contact with the sister. She's doing wonderful things. Like I said, the food looked good. I ain't gonna lie. Like make everybody want to be like, hold up, I know that's cooked. No, you put that in a saucepan or something. That looked too good. But yeah, so definitely.
I will put it in a saucepan, but it is good.
Exactly. Yeah, so definitely go check out the sister. Check out her YouTube. Check out her various just websites and go support the sister. Go support the positivity and support women, especially sisters, but everybody who's doing anything positive. So definitely
yes.
go and support the sister. All right. It was wonderful having you on.
Yeah,
thank
a
you
pleasure.
For coming on. The door
thank
is
you.
Always open, sis. Whenever you need to come back, just let us know.
Cool. Awesome.
All right.
Awesome. Awesome.
Right,
thank
peace.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Peace.
You're very welcome. All right. You've been listening into Conversations with the Queen, and we do air every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing informative information to the people, to the community. And again, don't forget to check us out on check me out this weekend if you're in the Boston area, Revolutionary Women in Reggae Festival, March 10th. I will be co-hosting the concert portion of the festival, so definitely come out and check us out. Again, support us, facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen, at Tay Queen, everything, support Sister Nels, everything that she got going on, and we're going to post up more about her and everything like that. So we love you, and we do bid you a peace and blessings. We're going to bring it out with some Erykah Badu, Yayo.
Yayo, 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 yayo. Help me, yayo, yayo, yeah.